It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. Today on the show, we contain multitudes, which brings us to a very personal story about success and failure and feeling like you can be both at the same time.
I mean, I started making music when I was in high school with piano lessons when I was a little kid. Started playing the drums instead of piano, and then I started playing in bands. And then from playing in bands, I started to learn guitar. And then from playing guitar, I started to write songs.
This is Hrishikesh Hirway.
And in college, that was kind of my second major. My unofficial second major was playing in a band and playing shows. And that was when I first recorded an album. And music was my whole life.
What did your parents think when you told them that you wanted to be a musician, a professional musician?
Their first reaction was really, that's a great choice for a hobby. But yeah, when I said, this is what I want to do for my job, I think they kind of had a, whoa, okay, hold on.
Despite his parents' misgivings, Rishi did become a musician. He and his band put out several albums, and they did okay. But when they put out another one in 2012 and it didn't hit big, Rishi decided to take a break from songwriting.
I think some part of me hoped that it was just a pause and that maybe someday I would get back to it. But there's also some slice of the pie that also thought, maybe I'll never get a chance to. Maybe that'll be it.
For a little while, Rishi figured he would make a podcast about music.
You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway.
In every episode of Song Exploder, Rishi coaxed a musician to break down the elements of one of their songs and share the backstory of how it was made. Soon, some of the most famous musicians in the world were coming on the show, like Bjork, Metallica, U2,
Carly Rae Jepsen, Lord, R.E.M., Yo-Yo Ma.
And Song Exploder exploded. My favorite episode is the Fleetwood Mac episode. I mean, you had such an intimate conversation with Lindsey Buckingham.
I sort of was coming to terms with the fact that I may not be over this person. And at the same time, I'm aware that I've got to accept what's happened and move on.
Because it made me think about a song that I thought I knew completely differently.
And that's definitely the hope, that after you listen to an episode, whether it's a song you've never heard before or whether it's a song you've heard many times before, that you'll come away with it listening to the song differently and appreciating what went into it.
What did you start to learn about yourself as a musician the more you made Song Exploder? I'm assuming there was both positive and negatives to this.
Yeah, there were. I think the negative part I started to feel the effects of pretty quickly, which was when I would try to write a song of my own while I was making the podcast, I really felt discouraged about my own music because I had just the week before talked to somebody I really admired, an idol of mine maybe, and I would start to write a song and I'd think, what is the point of me trying to write a song when there are so many musicians who can achieve the feeling that I'm trying to achieve so much more articulately and so much more precisely and beautifully than whatever I'm doing. I would feel like it was a little bit pointless. And, you know, it was much easier to kind of turn back to the podcast and say, well, here's a chance for me to tell a story about this important artist and their journey. And maybe that's more important work than me doing something of my own. It really reinforced that the kind of writer's block and self-doubt that I was in that started the show.
Ooh, that's frustrating. Did that mean that you couldn't even enjoy the success of Song Exploder? Because I don't know, part of me thinks that maybe you were annoyed by how successful Song Exploder was because you're like, well, this is not my first love. Music is my first love.
It was complicated for sure. Yeah, because it was more popular than my career as a musician.
So this leads up to your TED Talk, the one that you gave in 2021. It was a talk about your love of unraveling music, of Song Exploder, of learning to be a good interviewer and a good listener. And then in the talk, you got really personal. You basically exploded and explained your song, a new song that you had written. This was a big deal for you, right?
Yeah. It felt like a way for me to raise the stakes of what I was talking about. And I thought, well, I could talk about this in a really personal way if I used an example of one of my own songs. Whenever I put out a song, I was always a little sad that no one else was going to get to hear the things that I had heard when I was making it.
Here's Rishi K. Shearway on the TED stage.
Let me show you what I mean. Here's a clip from a song of mine. Okay, what's your experience when you listen to that? You might like it, maybe. Or you might hate it. Or you might say, I don't know, dude, it's 20 seconds of a song. What do you want from me? Which is fair. What I hear is impossible to expect anyone else to hear. It's not just the cello part and the guitar part and the drum beat. It's also all the things that I lived through in order for that music to exist. Years ago, when I was making my first recordings, I would play my songs over and over and over again in my bedroom. My music career wasn't really something I could talk about with my parents. They were hardworking immigrants whose dream for me had been to become a doctor or a lawyer. But every now and then, I would hear my mom humming one of my songs just to herself in the kitchen. And that felt like some kind of unspoken approval. And over the years, whenever I would hear my mom humming one of my songs, it made me so happy. Last fall, my mom passed away. And a few weeks after her funeral, I had a dream where I got to see her and talk to her and visit with her for a little bit. And I woke up filled with longing and sadness, but also gratitude for this moment and this dream. And I ended up writing a song about it.
But it's so good to see you. It's so good to see you again.
In the bridge, I stopped singing for a little bit, and I just hummed a melody. I was thinking about my mom. And I wanted to try and represent her in the music in some way. One of the people who I talked to about the song while I was making it was Yo-Yo Ma. I told him, this is what this song is about, and this is what the music is supposed to do in this part. And I asked him, do you think that the cello could represent my mom's voice? And he listened to everything that I said, and then he played those notes. Okay, here's everything together again. So now, what's your experience when you listen to that? Every conversation has the potential to open up and reveal all the layers and layers within it. And personally, I hope that I can keep looking for those ways in so I can experience the depth and the richness of someone else's ideas every chance I get to hear them.
Rishi, the reason I wanted to include you in this episode was because I felt like what you did on stage really unpacked all your multitudes as a person, as a musician, that's what your song did. And it really moved me.
I really, really appreciate that. I think for a while I felt like I left my own personal music career behind and started this other project and ended up going down this path. And they felt like they were kind of mutually exclusive. But then I started to realize, like, actually, doing this other project had been this incredible gift because it let me learn from now hundreds of other artists about their insecurities and their feelings and the things that they wanted to express and the kind of people they wanted to be. And after my mom passed away and I decided I was going to start writing music again, I thought, well, I was going to write this song about my mom. Nobody else is going to write that song. I just thought, okay, well, maybe there is no point in making music in terms of what it might serve the world, but it's going to be important to me, and that's enough of a reason.
That's Rishi K. Shearway. He's the host of Song Exploder and a professional musician. You can hear his full talk at TED.com.